the views and guests and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio.
About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 7:05 in the morning on December the 1st. We are quickly approaching that week where it's just one of mayhem and madness. In fact, this whole month will be. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR 1460, and we have our chat room open. All you have to do is come into the chat room and just sign whatever name you're using.
Good
and
morning.
Now you're part of us. Yes, that's right. Linda is here with us today. Good morning there, darling.
Well, wonderful. Let's go. But good morning, Bob.
Bad Bob.
Put the band back together.
Yeah, the band. Yeah, okay.
Sometimes what we need to do, though, Colonel, is that we have to.
That's Colonel. Don't be afraid of my rank.
Yeah, you do not like it when things are out of order, but we have to divide and conquer, and we've got just a lot of things that, of course, with the season coming on today, happy December 1st, of course, we're going to be covering a lot of things, but today is pretty profound in the sense that it's World AIDS Day, and we were talking about it before the show, like, it seems like it's not really something maybe up here as much as it was at one time where the statistics, and it wasn't as rampant as it was perhaps in the 90s, but we have some interesting facts about that. But I did have, I have had personal, in fact, my best friend in 94 did pass away from AIDS, and I have a video of a show that I did back there, and I watched it not too long ago, and I was, wow, that person's gone.
You did a fundraiser for AIDS.
I used to do a lot of fundraisers. Yeah. I wrote a song that would start off the World AIDS Day today and or the walk on the Capitol steps. And I've actually never performed that song up here in Reading. I'm going to need to do that sometime.
But anyway. I know they have something going on today. Memorial or meetings on this, and we just have to. We'll find out when.
Can we talk about good news? I mean, the good news is that people aren't dying as much from AIDS. I know they are in the third world countries and they can't be treated. But what we're having here is that people can manage this the disease.
It can be managed. It can be managed. But 20% of the people that have HIV, 25%. I'm sorry, no, 20% of the people who have HIV don't even know they have HIV. And only 25% of the people with HIV have it managed. So that's the scary part, that 25% of the people with HIV don't even know they have it, which means that they can spread it.
Why I'm one of the many, 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 many reasons and increments of why I am happy to be a married woman and not just, oops.
Well, you know what? I do have. There's other good news, too.
I have really good news, so you go first, and then I.
Well, you know what? Because we're gonna let me give you my good news, and we'll go to the market minute. Then you can have it right after that. Then that's yours.
Yes, okay? I have to celebrate with something that I believe everybody in the North State will want to hear.
Okay. Well, my good news is that President Barack Obama's approval ratings is the lowest of any other presidents in history at this point in his presidency. His 43% rating in Gallup's daily percentage presidential job approval is far below even Democrat Jimmy Carter's 51% at the same point in his presidency. And Carter has been considered one of the 20th century's worst presidents, according to the index. So, I mean, is that good news? Well, you know what? It is, because maybe then we have a chance for a change. And, however, the Republicans are taking turns just bopping each other. And, I mean, and perhaps, I know, Ron Paul is, you know, he's been kind of ignored in a lot of ways. And, you know, we get a lot of stuff on this, but maybe Ron ought to be trying to be like keep him below the radar right there, because as soon as your name comes up, they turn the big guns on you, and you end up with people coming after you on every level.
And if you were wondering about what the weather's going to be like out today, really windy, guys. It's gusty, gusty winds. The forecast calls for a high of 62. It's currently 50 degrees in the downtown studios. It looks like we're going to have gusts of up to 17 to 25 miles per hour, but as high as 33. And those numbers are changing. We are hearing more extreme miles per hour of winds. So, you know, you want probably want to lay down some things that maybe can fly around in the backyard. But right now, let's go to our Market Minute. Josh Wiley, good morning. Welcome to the program.
Hey, good morning. Well, U.S. stock index futures are searching for direction following the market's biggest three-day rally since August. Economic data is in focus, and China's Purchasing Managers Index showed manufacturing contracted in November for the first time in nearly 3 years. Currently, the Dow's up 1 point at 12,045, while the NASDAQ is up 12 at 2,632, and the S&P 500 is up 2 at 1,249. Oil's up 25 cents at $100.61 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.14%. Gold's down $1.10 at $1,749, while silver's up 32 cents at $33.13 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, IBM's up 31 cents at $188.36. McDonald's is down 13 pennies at $95.39, while Merck is up a dime at $35.85. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Market Minute at 7:05.
I like,
I'm sorry,
Josh.
7:10, 8:10, and 9:05. And then again in the afternoon. And it looks like the stock market is trying to rally here. On the good news is that the economy seems to have at least stabilized in a lot of areas, even though real estate is still tanking. Okay, we've got to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, 7:12 in the morning. Miss a day, miss a lot. We got a big announcements right after the break.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. That number again is 244-7873.
Hi, it's Charlie Thompson. I'm here to get out the word on CVAC, Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council. We're a county-sponsored organization of all Shasta Veteran Service Groups. In fact, if you're a veteran or veterans group, you may already be a member. To learn more, visit us on the web at scvac.us. That's scvac.us. And then join us at a quarterly meeting and see how you can get more involved supporting your fellow vets. CVAC, Veterans Helping Veterans.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Wow.
Carl and Linda Bott, and it is that right?
50 degrees, a little downslope.
50 degrees, that is right. Okay. Okay, honey, you said you had some great news.
Well,
and plus, we have somebody waiting on the phone.
Yes, I do, and I want to share with you a really great, heartening story. Make your heart filled is what I want to say. Of course, Christmas time is here and party time, and I was, I'm always, I know I have a favorite champagne, but I was, happened to be, I dropped off my vacuum at Hokama's, and I walked across the street to, or drove across the street to, Liquor Barn. And I thought, you know, I'm just going to price things. I was looking around, and they had some different champagne. So I bought a couple different bottles. And anyway, so I got back into the car, and they had asked if I'd like some assistance. No, I'll take it out to my car. And I, for some reason, got out of the car with just my wallet and not my purse. So I put my wallet in the little kitty seat. And you're probably thinking, okay, where's your brain? Well, my brain's like split in five different ways, like a lot of people's during the holidays. So I load my car and I push the cart back into, just push it, you know, like sometimes we're guilty of doing, just pushing it, not putting it back where it's supposed to be, and forgot my wallet was in the kiddie seat. So I get all the way home. And I start to look through my stuff, and I'm thinking, okay, I go into my car. I'm hyperventilating. I'm starting to hyperventilate. So I look through my car. I look through my purse. I look through the box. I look through, okay, oh, my God. And I could not for the life of me think of the action of what I did with my wallet. So at this point, I was really, you know, kind of panicking, got back into my car and thought I'm going to drive there. So I call 411, and of course I'm driving, and she said, please calm down. Anyway, make a long story short, I called Liquor Barn, and they said, we have your wallet. A person that was going into the Liquor Barn saw my wallet in the kiddie seat, walked in outside with that cart, and returned it. Thank you. Thank you, mankind.
So that says that people who drink are...
No, it says nothing except for that people have a conscience still. Okay. And I just so appreciate that. You know, how would it feel? I think you need to live your life. Like, how would you feel?
That was good. That's a feel-good story.
It was great. I had to share it.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. It was a great story because you got everything back. John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. Bad Bob.
Morning.
Linda, that's a blessing. And you know, it's happened up here a couple times recently. I've read about other people having it happen like that. And despite the bad times, and these are, people are still righteous.
Absolutely.
I think that's terrific. Anyway, and Carl, thank you so much for mentioning Ron Paul. It's nice that somebody in the media has something positive.
Well, you know,
here's the thing
about Ron Paul. Okay, there's some parts that I don't agree with him with, as you do with all politicians. However, you know what? Maybe it's a good thing he's flying like this, because as soon as you get to become a front runner and watch what's going to happen to Newt.
Right.
You know, I mean, this fact of the way they attack Kane, and you know what? And I said this a couple of weeks ago, and I'm starting to hear it more from other commentators, is they're going after Kane on a sex level. They can't get him on other things, but they got him on this, so they're attacking him on a sex level, and here's a black man that can't control himself. I mean, that's exactly what it is. It's not about his taxes or how he's going to do that or other things. They're going after it that way. And you know what? They've succeeded. Of course, on the other hand,
they have, but he's still done it.
But if he's done it and it comes out, there you go.
Yeah. Now, the real reason I called, and I think it's the most important thing going right at the moment, if you don't mind.
Of course.
Please.
No, we like what you're going
to Last night, I heard of the latest Buy America program. And what got stated was that the average family at Christmas time this year is estimated to be spending $700 for the Christmas holiday. If they will simply spend $64 of that $700 on products made in America, search it out, find it and buy it, it will create 200,000 jobs in the manufacturing industry this year. $64 out of the $700 will create 200,000 jobs in America. And what I'd like to do is ask everybody in the audience, you and Linda, Bob, everybody, the other Bob also, Diane, everybody, spend the $64 on Buy America. Because if we do, we're going to put 200,000 people to work, and I'm buying into it.
Well, we do too, and it's not only just Buy America, it's also Buy Local.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So,
people back to work, right. And this is a way we can all do it, and it fits in with the holiday. I'm preaching right now.
No. What you're proselytizing is great, because that's what we need to do. We need to buy American, and we need to buy local.
And may I have a suggestion? Because if you're looking for a place that I know that really advocates and has a lot of local artisans, a lot of wonderful things that are all made in the North State, and that is the Enjoy Store. They really represent that. From the boxes that are milled here to, and I have to say that when I need to have a special thing, when we buy our Christmas present that we're going to send to Carl's sister and brother-in-law. We'll go in there and put a little box together. It's all like olive oils and
all local made stuff
sold in a local store with and put into a box made locally. So, you're saying is great.
If I can add into this one more thing,
sure,
and that is, people are already online asking, where can I buy stuff that's made in America, as if it's really that distant. All you have to do is type in www.buyamerica.com, and you'll get a list of every store, every product, everything that sells and manufactures American.
And, you know, not only that, if you look at the prices at a lot of these that are made in America,
they're cheaper.
They're cheaper. And they're
absolutely
better made. Okay. Hey, John, we got to run.
Thanks so much.
Great. You know what? And that's not proselytizing. In fact, you can call every week and talk about that. Because we need to keep hitting on it.
All right.
All right,
John.
Thanks. We've got to take a break. Carl and the Bot.
Hold on, Bob. We'll be right back with your call.
Miss a day, miss a lot.
At North Valley Bank, we're making home ownership easier than ever with more lenders and more home loan options. In addition to conventional fixed and adjustable rate mortgages, we now offer VA, USDA, FHA, HomePath, and jumbo loans. And now we're giving you the chance to win one of three $1,000 home improvement gift cards. Any residential mortgage loan funded between June 1 and December 31, 2011 will be automatically entered to win. Just go to NOVB.com and visit our online real estate loan center or any of our convenient locations to complete your pre-approval application. Don't miss out. Apply today, online, in person, or call 530-226-2930. More choices, more service. No purchase or account necessary to enter or win. Must be 18 years of age or older to enter. Need not be present to win. See official contest rules for more details. Offer ends December 31, 2011. North Valley Bank, Equal Housing Lender.
Attention, this is a special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Anselmo Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Anselmo Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular six-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. Door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Anselmo Vineyards. To make your memory at the Gala of the Year, that's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails so you can sustain yourself and your family in times of crisis. But the Patriot also carries a wide assortment of large, number 10 cans of dehydrated and freeze-dried foods. We sell freeze-dried chicken, ground beef, and turkey, in some cases for up to $12 less than the internet. In addition to freeze-dried vegetables and fruits, you'll also find popular items like peanut butter powder, freeze-dried hash browns, and blueberry muffin mix. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the round table. And get peace of mind today for less.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Bob, let's go right to the phones. Bob, good morning. Thanks for waiting.
Hey, thanks for taking my call this morning.
No problem.
Hey, just want to touch on your comment, Carl, about Ron Paul. I guess you guys are going to find out in the next few months there's quite a few Ron Paul supporters up here in the North State, and I just wanted to take the opportunity to explain the phenomenon that is Ron Paul. It's more than just the lack of media support that's on television. With the internet people have a new medium to actually go and research and find out the new, out the biased opinion or biased slant to it. And a lot of people are doing the research on it, a guy like Ron Paul, and finding out that his message has been consistent throughout his political career, as opposed to the other folks. And I, you know, I'm a lifelong Republican, even at my age.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I've got to say, I'm looking at every single Republican candidate. I look at all the issues that they support or they're against. And I can't say that any of them up there can really honestly go to bed at night, look at themselves in the mirror and say that they're conservative. Whereas I look at Ron Paul and I see someone that, that stands for every constitutional principle that every American should stand for. And I think that's going to resonate. It has resonated in a lot of the polls that people aren't reporting on, all the straw polls that he has won. And he's doing quite well, and I think it's a good thing and a good strategic move for him to be bringing up the notion or the fact that Newt Gingrich has done things that aren't really conservative in nature. And, you know, we can't afford to go and say, hey, you know, let's rally behind this guy because he, been with the GOP for years. He's the face of the GOP. That old style of think is not going to help us defeat Barack.
Well, you know, Bob, I think, you know, we get a lot of people on here and a lot of people calling in and on the show that like Ron Paul. So I think there's I think you're right. There's a lot of people that like Ron Paul. I mean, he's just so far, he has been kind of, you know, below the radar. But we're going to try and keep everybody like that. In fact, we've got another politician that just walked in that we're going to be talking to. But so, thanks so much for the phone call.
Hey, you're welcome.
We appreciate that. Yeah, we appreciate it a lot.
Thanks so much.
Hey, Patrick Jones just walked in here, and Patrick, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
Thank you guys for having me on, as always.
Walked in with your cowboy hat.
You told us you were going to make an announcement, and you called us, but it looks like the paper and us are like almost in a dead heat, except I had it in Facebook yesterday, and they had it on in the show today.
So. No, you're right, Carl. I promised you that I would
right.
say this on the radio, and unfortunately the newspaper got to me yesterday a little premature. So.
That's okay, so you're here.
No, that happens, but yep. But I did have it in Facebook. You're going to make a big announcement today, which is.
And, you know, so I'm honored to be running for the Eastern District of Shasta County for the Board of Supervisors. And that's Glenn Hawes's district, and that's 12 unincorporated small towns, very important towns, though, in our county. And that's areas like Palisadro, Bella Vista, Big Bend, Whitmore, Montgomery Creek, Round Mountain, of course, Fall River, Burney, and Johnson Park, and others in between. So it's a big challenge. I'm up for the challenge, and I think they need good conservative leadership. I think they need someone that they know will stand up and fight the bureaucrats here in Reading, and I have a proven track record of doing that, and I think it'll be a good fit for me, so I'm looking forward to it.
And it looks like, you know, Glenn Hawes said, we're not sure about what Hawes is going to do. He said he was figured he was going to file, but he doesn't know. And then there's a Pam Giacomini.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I'm pronouncing it right. I'm sorry, Ms. Giacomini.
But there'll be many, I suspect, running. And really, it's not a question of who's all going to be running. Every race, there's always many people that run. The question really be for the residents that are on the Hill is who can represent them, who can represent the residents of that district, and fight here in Reading. Because the fight is in Reading. The district is long, and it's spread out, 75, 80 miles long, but the fight here is Reading, and who has a proven track record of being able to stand up to the bureaucrats and do what the residents really want, and right now is the perfect time.
So what's next for you? Now that you've thrown your hat in the ring and you've made the announcement, we've got 1 minute. Tell us what's going on.
Well, you know, it's campaign season, so, you know, we're going to be running a campaign, and this will be my fifth one, and so we'll be gearing up here shortly, and, you know, it'll be a lot of work. It won't be fun. You know, I don't look forward to these campaigns, but I look forward to representing the residents in that district.
Okay. Well, we're going to have you back on, of course, and the other candidates, and we're going to, you know, to find out exactly what you plan on doing for the for the district and as a supervisor, and also if you have any plans for changes, because there's a lot of things that people think that need to be changed if they're at the Board of Supervisors. But
all
thanks
right.
so much for coming on, Patrick.
All right,
and
thank you, Carl.
You
thank you, Linda.
Here and making your announcement that you are running for supervisor district.
That's Glen Hawes' Eastern District, Eastern Shasta County.
Is there a number?
3.
District 3.
Okay.
There you go.
All right. All right. Thanks a lot, Patrick. Hey, when we come back, we've got like 2 or 3 things going on here. And then again, at 8 o'clock, we've got Dr. Doug McConnell.
And
he's
surprises.
Be shredding Obamacare. And he's thinking, without manufacturing, without the 1%, what about the 99 cent going to do?
From the Fox Business Network, stocks drifting between gains and losses after yesterday's strong stock rally. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 20 points. Chrysler posting its best November sales since 2007. Sales for the automaker rose 45% from the same time a year ago. With the holiday season underway, more Americans are joining the unemployment line. Initial claims climbing higher than expected to 402,000. That ends a 3-week run of claims below that 400,000 mark. It comes just a day before the big monthly jobs report from the government. Shares of Yahoo are on the rise following reports of a possible $25 billion bid. The Blackstone Group and Bain Capital are looking to team up with China's Alibaba Group and Japan's SoftBank. According to reports, the private equity firms are interested in Yahoo's core U.S. operations. Alibaba is more focused on buying back the 40% stake Yahoo owns in the Asian company. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/backup.
Shasta Regional Medical Center physicians, staff, and volunteers want to wish you and your family a happy and safe holiday season and a healthy new year. The holiday season is the time of giving, sharing, and harmony. Have peace knowing that Shasta Regional is committed to keeping you and your loved ones healthy, especially during this festive and busy time of the year. Our gift to you this holiday season and throughout the year is our commitment to provide our community the highest quality care and the most advanced technologies and treatments in medical care with compassionate health care providers. As you celebrate with family and friends this holiday season, be safe and keep healthy. If you need us, we're here with world-class surgeons, nationally certified staff, and prompt emergency services with personal care. From our family to yours, Shasta Regional Medical Center wishes everyone a happy and healthy holiday season and a bright new year. Treating people well. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center.
California Auto Repair and Smog Cars would like to invite you to think outside the box this holiday season. Who says a gift has to be another set of socks or another electronic thingy made overseas? Cars invites you to give something local and practical this year that will also bring you and your loved ones peace of mind. A gift card from Cars. A great gift for a parent, child, spouse, or busy executive. Automotive maintenance is something we all need throughout the year. One less expense in today's economy. And the vehicle is maintained by one of Cars' master ASE certified technicians in a local shop with national recognition, leaving you feeling safe and secure. Knowing before the ski trip to the mountain or towing the boat to the lake or rushing off to a meeting that the oil, battery, wipers, brakes, and other fluid have all been checked. The Cars gift card. Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog, family owned since 1993. Give them a call, 246-9277.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Folks, I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta spring water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta spring water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta spring water, naturally the best.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
El crío es buen cantor, el que tiene longo verso. Dale, bebe, crío, canta, dale, bebe, crío, crío, canta. El crío es buen cantor, ma non fa come i gatti uccelli, come li ha cantato un poco. Fanne fatto in altro loco, sempre il grillo sta pulsando. Quando la maggio è il caldo, allora canta sol per amore.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
And love surprises.
And you know, we never, we say miss a day, miss a lot. Well, this is why. We have Gavin Spencer, who's the choir director of Shasta High School, and the world famous
Shasta High Madrigal.
Yay!
Awesome.
We really appreciate you coming by today.
Okay, and tell us about your performances, because you guys are awesome. I was in the Madrigals in high school, and I know how cool it is to be able to listen. You have a pitch pipe app on your phone, which was amazing.
Yeah, I left mine at school, so I downloaded one really quick this morning.
Really cool. And so you started off on what note? Everybody has to be really have their ears adjusted to that first note.
Yeah.
And Madrigals is really a wonderful thing you guys will always take through your lives, because it's really about being fresh and aware.
Yep, these guys are.
And so congratulations. Let's talk about your performances coming up and how we can get tickets, and maybe you'll do another number for us. Tell us about the group.
Okay. Well, we are opening our Madrigal dinner next week, and we still have a few tickets left, and so we wanted to do one last push before we opened. And we have a lot of the most tickets we have available are on December the 7th and December the 14th, our two Wednesday performances, although there are a few here and there on the Thursday, Friday, Saturday performances.
Well, I know we're going on December the 7th.
Oh,
and,
awesome.
Which is a memorable day anyway, yeah, because we're going December 7th. And I said, there's a lot going on that day, but this is going to be great. You, come up, step up to the microphone here, you in the pink. How long have you been singing?
I've been in choir since my freshman year in high school. I'm a junior, but I've been taking voice lessons and stuff since about fourth grade.
And what's your name?
Emily.
Emily. Okay, Emily. And then we have the right here, yes, the one with the nice little scarf on. And what's your name?
Savannah.
Get up closer, Savannah. Okay, Savannah. Savannah. Yes. Oh, that's a cool name. And how long have you been singing?
I've been singing, well, pretty much my whole life, because I start singing in church, but I've done choir since, like, sixth grade, and I started taking voice lessons last year.
Okay, and just to prove, come here, young man.
Same mic,
yeah. And so what's your name?
David.
David. And how long have you been in the Madrigals?
I've been in the Madrigals since my sophomore year. I'm a senior. This is my third year.
So what do you get out of this? You do it, and it's a lot of work. I mean, everybody that's seen you all knows how much work you put into this. What do you get out of this?
I get so much joy and reward out of this, because this is like my biggest outlet for just music. Everyone in this group cares very much and is very passionate about music, and it's really nice being around this many people.
I'm curious how many of you are watching the sing-off. Yeah, I would think if you're in Madrigals, that whole jazz choir. Remember, we watched that one night with, the a cappella, So anyway, December 7th, thank you so much. And December 7th is your kickoff night.
Uh-huh.
And then we get tickets where?
The best way to get tickets now is to email me directly, and we will be right back to you with the person in charge of tickets. My email address is gspencer, S-P-E-N-C-E-R, at suhsd.net. And if you can't get that, go to the Shasta High School webpage, and I'm the choir director. You can find the link for that, too.
Okay, we just put it out over Facebook, and we'll put it into our Facebook, too, for that. And see if we can't, Bob, if we can't link this to our website.
Now, can we have another number?
How about Silent Night?
Oh, yes. Hey, it is December 1st. We're kicking it off with our first holiday number ever right here with the Shasta Madrigals.
Cool.
Casino is the only place to bring in 2012, presenting our signature New Year's Eve bash midnight at the Oasis. We are the only one offering this party package for your 2011 New Year's Eve. Saturday, December 31st, doors open at 7:30 with dinner at 8. Enjoy the talents of our exotic belly dancers while you eat. Also featuring The Basics, performing all the disco, funk, hip-hop, pop, and top 40 you want. Dinner, dancing, drink specials, free play. Tickets are $50 per person, includes dinner, a bottle of champagne per couple. VIP is only $250 per couple. Includes dinner, a bottle of champagne per couple, cocktail service, a room at the Hilton Garden Inn, limo service, and more. This event sells out fast. Be the first to reserve your tickets online at WinRiver.com or at the gift shop. For more information on Wind River's signature New Year's Eve bash midnight at the Oasis, log on to WinRiver.com. We are the only place in town that offers our guests a free safe ride courtesy shuttle home. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
A shopping list helps you get everything you need in one trip. So what if shopping for insurance were like shopping for groceries? You still make a list to get the coverage you need in just one place, like with a local Allstate agent. Say your list includes your car. Check. A motorcycle or RV. Check, check. Plus a boat or even a small business. Check and check. An Allstate agent makes it easy to protect it all and save. So if you're shopping for a great insurance value, well, check.
Call a California Allstate agent today, and you'll also get a lifetime membership in Good Hands Roadside Assistance absolutely free. Get 24/7 access and low flat rates on everything from tows to tire changes. For your free membership kit, just call a local agent or 888-ALLSTATE today.
Shop less, get more. Make one call to an Allstate agent.
Discounts vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Joe, what's new at Adamson's Peak Performance?
Well, Linda, how much time do you have?
Oh.
We recently launched the Skinny Jeans Challenge, a women's small group personal training program now in its sixth week. Some of the women have dropped a full jean size just in the first month. That program inspired us to launch a similar program using the personal training model. We're calling it the New Body 180 because you're going to look and feel like you have a new body as you make a 180-degree change of direction in your health and fitness. The New Body 180 is a complete program. Just follow the exercise and nutrition guidelines laid out for you by your personal trainer, and you can radically reshape your body in just 4 months.
Well, who is the ideal person for this program?
Someone who feels frustrated. We'll give them a fresh start and a strategy that works.
Now, how do our listeners find out more?
Hey, just call Steve at Adamson's Peak Performance, 221-8006. We offer free consultations. You can also go to our website at adamsonspeakperformance.com.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 743 in the morning. Carl, Linda, Botch, 50 degrees out there. It's December the 1st, and we're going to be talking about a lot of things that's happening in our area here. But the last was the Mad Girls from Shasta Union High School. They're just great, and they have just a super performance. But this part of our show is brought to you by Estate, Granite and Marble, and Mike Huber. You want to spruce up your house, put a fire pit out, just find presents for Christmas. Go to Estate Granite and Marble. Give him a call at 241-7866 or 241-STONE. And he's going to show you, Mike and his men, they're going to show you just how you can fix your kitchen, your bathroom, the outside, you know, a barbecue area, everything. He does great work. We've been there. We know the kind of work he does and the quality of the materials he uses. I can't say enough about Mike Huber. Go to his website at estategranite.com or give him a call at 241-7866.
Earlier in the program, we were talking about shop local, stay local, and we're really excited now to have three wonderfully talented women in our station. They are with a collaborative that is called Reading Handmade. We were talking about that earlier. Many of you on the chat room are going to want to really know about this, and our listeners. This is their mission statement. As a team, it is to cultivate creative local artists, connecting handmade designers to resources and platforms that will help develop and sustain them as a business. Shop local, stay local. That means they want to see a creative folks making a living at their craft or skill. They have classes, network opportunities, community events, and they aim to make their city, our city, aware of what they have to offer. Welcome. And, of course, somebody who I have bought her work before, and I'm going to put you right on the microphone, Kay Rice. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Bob. It's nice to be here with you two, and I'm here with two of my
and
buddies
Carl.
And Carl.
I know.
Sorry, Carl.
Put you on the spot there.
And I'm here with two of
Carl's
my...
Carl's the one who's bought a lot of the stuff for me, so let's not forget Carl.
Thank you for having us
on
and asking me to be here to represent the creative artists here in Reading. And I'm here with two of my artist buddies, Kimberly Snowden and Vicky Twyman, both of them being mentors to me to get out there and do business.
Good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you.
Beautiful faces coming in this morning, all excited. And I think that's what artists, in their heart, some would say somewhat tortured, but here's a way that you can get your get your beauty out on the table and connect it with other people.
Oh, that's kind of funny. Tortured. We were all in a class last night. We're continually learning from each other, and I just wanted to be here with you when you said, "Come on." I said, "Yes, let's do it." And asked two of my buddies here, and we want to make sure that we get Reading Handmade out in the open to invite other artists to come in and join us. We learn from each other, and we... Kimberly, can you talk a little bit about the platforms that we have available for artists here?
We do a lot of continuing education. Vicky's got a studio space to create that we have meetings in and we do a lot of classes in. We also, many of us are on committees for some of the upscale flea markets locally, as well as being vendors. So we're able to get our voice heard out there. We're able to network and expand our business through that.
So tell us once again, our listeners, if they're driving, it's a pretty easy website. How do we get there? How do we see the artists?
The website is really easy. It's called readinghandmade.com. If you go to the website, all of the members of Reading Handmade are listed on there and a link to their own websites or their store on Etsy, where we sell. A lot of us sell there. A lot of us sell locally in some of the stores. Kimberly and I both sell in Enjoy. I sell out at Palisadro Gift Gallery.
So we were talking about Enjoy earlier, but also that you where else can we find you? I'm seeing here that you're on Facebook, so you
yes.
can friend.
Yes.
If you're on my Facebook, then you can I can friend. Everybody can friend, you know. And it would be again Reading Handmade.
Reading Handmade, and then we do have a fan page.
Fan page
on Facebook, and it is Reading Handmade.
Now, a couple of you are wearing pieces that you, are these are your original pieces that you're wearing. Of course,
yeah,
it's so
yeah.
nice to be able. I love the interesting pieces. Christmas is coming along here, and rather than you know just buying a Christmas brooch that you can get at a big box store, it's really nice to be able to have something that where you support a local artist by buying. I think people really, really like those stocking stuffers. It's, well, I'm sure of it. I know every woman I know loves to have something that's made by somebody who's local. And Kay, that's how I found you. I found you at a place that, a boutique where I bought some pearls that you made, and I was absolutely in love with them. People commented, and I got to know you, and your card came along with it. And then the next thing you know, you were at the Turtle Bay when they did their spring show, and I bought some pieces. And I love your work with your natural stones.
Oh, thank you. Right now, there are several places in the city that were available. Mm-hmm. I know that my jewelry is at Palmer's Furniture right now up through the 10th of December. And Kimberly, I know, is in Enjoy.
Enjoy and Sarabella
Homes. And Vicki and Sarabella Homes. And we are also doing, there's a holiday dash coming up, which includes, I believe it's 4 or 5 stores. And that can also be found on Facebook. And all you have to do, I think, is put in Reading Handmade, and it comes up as one of our events, doesn't it? Or
I think so. Or you can also search for the name of the event.
Holiday Dash.
Next Saturday.
Uh-huh. And then on the 10th of December, there's the Art Hop. And many of us, we're in Art Hop at different locations also.
Well, we appreciate you so much coming on. Again, it's ReadingHandmade.com, or you can friend them on Facebook with their fan page. Ladies, thank you so much. We appreciate it. And is there a phone number you prefer, the website? Because, of course, or go to the Enjoy store, or go like to the places that we mentioned earlier so you can see the artwork. But if you go to ReadingHandmade.com, you'll be able to see the artwork.
And as it is getting closer to Christmas, and we are buying local, and we are having our presents made in the United States, what could be better than having handmade, beautiful stuff? And by the way, Linda has loved all the creations you all have made. You can buy it here, made here, in a store here, and you can put it in package and made here. What else can we say?
Got to take a break here.
Thank you, gals, for being with us again.
We want to just can't encourage it. We'll be saying that throughout the season. Shop local, stay local. Let's keep it here. KCNR 1460.
Since 1953, with exceptional customer service, high quality, fine jewelry, perfect gifts for every budget, jewelry repairs, renewals, and appraisals. Fields Jewelers, 3 generations of family tradition. Quality service, trusted jewelers, continued tradition. Fields Jewelers, 221-0230, or online at fjrudding.com.
Mike's Music and Sound Holiday Sale is back. Electric guitars, basses, and amps, 25 to 50% off. Acoustic guitars, 25 to 40% off. Drums and accessories, 25% off. DJ and stage lighting, 15 to 25% off. Sound equipment, 25% off. Even sheet music's on sale as well. If it's here, chances are it's on sale. Great brands like Alvarez, Peavey, Jack Daniels, and more. Buy local and buy from a store that stands behind what they sell. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress behind Chase Bank. Mike's Music and Sound, 243-3774.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck, Coachmaster Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test-driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values, behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back, Carl and DeBott. Okay, let's just talk about the first hour of Free Fire Radio. Okay, we talk about people returning wallets that Linda leaves in liquor shops. Okay, that's a long story there. But you
can get more than just liquor,
right,
at liquor bar. You can,
of course. And it's a local business. Anyway, and then Patrick Jones comes in to announce he's running for county supervisor. Then we have the Madrigals that we just stuck in here, and that they sang beautifully. And then we have a group of people that sell beautifully handmade works of art and crafts right here. I mean, it's been kind of a interesting show so far.
And Doug McConnell's going to be here in a
minute. Doug McConnell's going to be on at 8 o'clock, and we're going to start talking about Obamacare again. But this portion of the show is brought to you by R&B Sharpening. They have been in the business since November 20th, 1985. They do all types of sharpening. They are, this is the time of the year when you're out there cutting things, you know, cutting the wood, cutting stuff for, you know, for your fireplaces, for everything. You need a sharp saw or a sharp axe. They specialize in the bandsaws and this. They just do it all. They're located at 6915 East Side Road, Building 6. Their phone number is 365-1479, 530-365-1479, or look at their website, which is bandsaw-blades.com. That's R&B Sharpening.
Wanted to talk about, join me tonight on the Spot with Linda Bott. We will be live 6 p.m. I'm going to be having some special guests on. Also, Nancy Sutton Pierce is going to be talking about a new book that she's written, and she'll be on tonight. And I'm going to run over and see the Cascade Christmas tonight. And before we say goodbye at 9 o'clock this morning, I do have a couple passes that I'm going to give for a Cascade Christmas. If you read Letters to the Editor today, you will see somebody was very, very pleased with the new production, which was really, really wonderful. So maybe I'll see you there tonight.
Okay, before we go, is that pot shops the medical marijuana dispensary holdings are shutting down here in Redding. The judge refused to put a stay on it, and I know that they're packing up. We were at one yesterday talking to some of the people. They're going to be on the show next week and talking to the managers of it. The people there, these people we're going to have on are looking at it from both sides, and I can understand that. You know, they also point out how the drug cartels have probably ruined this for everybody. But that, the injunction to stop the order to close down all the marijuana dispensaries was not granted. And in fact, a California federal judge ruled exactly the same, down in LA, and that this, that they will not, they cannot put a stay on closing these down. Up in Seattle, Washington, there were 10 storefronts that were raided, medical marijuana dispensary places. So, all these places seem to be shutting down. Like I said, we're going to have one of the managers, on next week and talk about their, you know, kind of talk about what they think, what they believe, and what this does to their customers, but also the fact of the ramifications of having the 215 pass without any type of restrictions on it. Okay. One last thing here is that a church in Kentucky voted to ban interracial couples from the church. Well, this is not a big church. It was like 40 members. 15 church members voted for banning interracial couples, 6 against, and 25 just left and abstained from it. But this is, you know, and it's not so much that they, you know, this ridiculous thing that they banned interracial couples, because two of the members of the church are interracial, or at least one of them was. A young lady came up to sing, and her accompanist on the piano was her fiancé, who was a black individual from Kenya. So he played, she sang. This is not about that. This is about the abstainers. This is about people who are not going to get into the fight. This is people that had this happen because they didn't vote. Think about that.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Damaging winds are blowing in the western United States.
You can feel the dust and the rocks hitting the windshield of my car. It's not a good time to be outside. People can get sick and stuff can fly.
He's in Fontana in Southern California. Gusts of 60 to 80 miles an hour in the Los Angeles area last night, blowing down trees and power lines.
You don't know if those lines have been shut off at the switches, so you need to be careful. Stay away from them.
L.A. Fire Captain Mike Tellis, 500,000 customers in Southern California still without power this morning. Wind advisories in effect in parts of California, Arizona, Nevada, Utah, Wyoming, and New Mexico. Congress is working on a defense budget that President Obama is threatening to veto. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern has more live from Washington.
It's a rift over how to handle terrorism detainees. The $662 billion Pentagon funding bill easily won a test vote. It's set to win final Senate approval today, but it includes a provision that requires military detention of terror suspects and even allows indefinite detention of U.S. citizens suspected of joining extremist groups. The administration warns that undermines counterterror operations. It sparked a veto threat from the West Wing, Ron.
Jared, it's World AIDS Day, a day of awareness, including a program at George Washington University in D.C., where President Obama offered praise to former President George W. Bush.
I believe that history will record the president's emergency plan for AIDS relief as one of his greatest legacies.
And Bush spoke to the gathering from Tanzania, President Obama promising $50 million more for AIDS treatment in America. Chrysler, General Motors, and Nissan all reporting stronger sales. Increases coming last month. Weighing that and other factors, the Dow is down 34 points. This coming one day after it rose nearly 500 points. You're listening to Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
We don't get many second chances. This one could save your life. A TIA, or transient ischemic stroke, is a mini stroke. Symptoms usually go away within 24 hours and you feel fine again. But if you don't get to a stroke center or hospital fast, you risk a full-fledged stroke that can change your life forever. Don't take that chance. Contact National Stroke Association at 1-800-STROKES or visit stroke.org and find out more about recognizing stroke symptoms fast. Do it now, while there's still time.
I've been riding since I was 17. Flat out my whole life. Had some medical issues. Then I was prescribed one drug one place, another somewhere else. United Healthcare saw I could be in real trouble if I'd have taken both drugs together. They spotted the danger, and United Healthcare warned my pharmacist in time. We only get one shot, and I want to leave this life exhausted.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare.
Republican presidential campaign could look very different in a matter of days. Live in Washington, Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson.
And Ron Herman Cain says his campaign rethink is still in progress.
Given everything that's going on, we might reprioritize some things.
Of course, what's been going on is an allegation of a 13-year affair with an Atlanta woman. Cain will talk it over with his wife Gloria this weekend. Meanwhile, other Republicans are bashing each other. Ron Paul hitting Newt Gingrich for flip-flopping. Mitt Romney buying TV time in Iowa for the first time. And then there's the Huntsman daughters.
You know we're gonna bring John Huntsman back.
John Huntsman's daughters, Libby, Abby, and Marianne, out with a new video touting their father's candidacy.
We like your pizza, but you
Well, Rich, a third search warrant has been issued in the federal investigation of Bernie Fine. He's the former Syracuse University assistant basketball coach under investigation for molestation. Fine has yet to be formally charged. Police on Long Island, New York, are looking again for a New Jersey prostitute. Her disappearance more than a year and a half ago led to the discovery of 10 bodies on a beach. Investigators think one killer may have been responsible.
Because of the similarities between the victims, the dumping site, and the occupation of the victims.
Suffolk County Police Commissioner Richard Dormer. The Catholic Church is trying to save the institution of the family.
Pope Benedict XVI warning today about what he calls the eclipse of God, people living as if their creator did not exist. Benedict speaking to members of the Vatican's Council for the Family, saying that this tendency to try to forget about God is also related to carefree sexual morality in what he calls an anti-family ideology. In Vatican City, Greg Burke, Fox News Radio.
At least one person was killed in this morning's foggy chain reaction car crash near Nashville. At least 45 cars involved in the pileup in Hendersonville, Tennessee. I'm Ron Flatter, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Carl and Linda Bott, 8:05 in the morning, December the 1st. Welcome aboard. 605-4567 is our phone number, 530-605-4567 for those who are listening out of the area. And you can join us in our chat room at KCNR1460.com where we are streaming live. And you can jump into the chat pack with just so many people that are in there. And they're duking it out right now. So, and of course...
Looks like we have a breezy day today.
Yeah.
The wind is going to be up to 17 to 25 miles per hour, but forecasts are showing that we have a little bit stronger gusty wind. Bob, do you have a weather advisory there?
Well, there's been a high wind advisory throughout the valley for the last couple of days, and I'll be looking that up. I don't have that right at hand, but if you are going into the higher elevations, we could see gusts up into the 50-60 mile an hour range. If you're driving a camper or something like that, be aware of it.
Down in Southern California, they were hitting 80 mile an hour winds.
Looks like we're going to have the temperatures about 62 today, mostly clear tonight with low of 38. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Today, from 12 to 4,
they're having a big event at Tobacco and Brew in the humidor there. Village Air, 1888, and La Libertad. Cigars. They're on sale. Get, you know, buy three, get one free, that kind of thing. It's going to be in the humidor at Tobacco and Brew, 2143
today.
Hilltop Drive today.
I'm
going to be there probably around 1 o'clock. And Linda and I will probably be there probably about 1 o'clock today. Just because we
support our local businesses.
We support our local businesses and Tobacco and Brew.
And
they have discounts for veterans. They have, in fact, you need to go over on the coffee side with Espresso Joe and ask about their Toddy Cold Brew.
Mm.
It's a way of making coffee that is just exceptional. Mm. If you've never had it before, and you can buy the maker there, and they will show you how to do it. Their brewmasters there will teach you how to use any of this equipment. So this is Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. The sale goes from 12 to 4 today with the company reps there.
Let's see. You know what? Our guest this morning in this whole hour will be Dr. Doug McConnell. We love to have him on, and we're going to be talking a lot of stuff that's going on with laws and Obamacare and so many things. But before we go to – well, welcome, first of all.
Well, thank you both. Looking forward to talking to you.
And you're in your white coat, ready to go.
Yeah, he's in his white
Shasta
coat.
Regional Medical Center.
Do I look sick or something?
I was trying to impress Linda. It seemed like it worked.
It does. Uniforms. Some white coat.
No, I'm heading. That's right, and I'm. But I've got surgery at 9, so I'm just on my way to work.
Okay, well then, let's go quickly to our stated slotted time for the Wells Fargo moment with advisor Josh Wiley. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning. Well, markets opened with mixed action today after yesterday's broad market rally. Some minor profit taking took the scene, and investors digested a batch of economic data. Currently, the Dow's down 24 points at 12,020, while the NASDAQ is up 2 at 2,622, and the S&P 500 is down 1 at 1,245. Oil's up 10 cents at $100.46 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.12%. Gold's down 70 cents this morning at 1,749, while silver's up 33 cents at 33.13. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, McDonald's is down 2 pennies at $95.50. Apple's up $2.66 at $384.81, while Google's up $11.45 at $610.84. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley, the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thanks, Josh. We're going to take a break here. We're coming back. We've got Dr. Doug McConnell. You guys want to fire up here in the chat room? Give us a call at 605-4567. This is KCNR 1460.
A hot summer night.
Jewelers, family owned and operated since 1953, with exceptional customer service, high quality, fine jewelry, perfect gifts for every budget, jewelry repairs, renewals, and appraisals. Fields Jewelers, three generations of family tradition. Quality service, trusted jewelers, continued tradition. Fields Jewelers, 221-0230, or online at fjredding.com.
Granite has stood the test of time, depicting beauty and durability. At Estate Granite, we work with you to provide your home with beauty, durability, and increasing its value. Your home is your castle, so trust our old-world craftsmen who pride themselves on the details, using the latest and newest technology, ensuring quality and style at a price you can afford. Estate Granite, our reputation is carved in stone. Call them today, 241-7866, estategranite.com.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. December the 1st, 50 degrees out there. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. As our chat room is going at it, put your finger in there and jump in and figure out everything they're talking about. It starts some of the things they are chatting about, we're going to be talking about here with our guest, Dr. Doug McConnell. Doug heads up the cardiac unit. Is that right?
Yes.
The cardiac unit up at...
Well, cardiac surgical unit.
Surgical unit at Shasta Regional.
That's correct.
And is also a friend of ours. He is a veteran of the 101st.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. Getting that confused, you know?
It's an Army unit. Y'all are alike, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, we're all excellent.
Yeah, you are.
We 101st Air Mobile.
Air Assault.
The biggest fight I saw at a club one night was when the 82nd Airborne and 101st Air Assault got together, and one was yelling, you know, Airborne, and the other was yelling Air Assault. Then they got in a fight, and the Marines kind of stood aside, and we just ate the poo-poos while they were fighting.
That I could figure.
Hey, we don't pick fights. We don't get in these intramural firefights in the Army.
And poo-poos doesn't mean doo-doo. Poo-poos is a Hawaiian term for, in case you guys are going, oh, you ate poo-poos. Okay, anyway.
Heavy poo-poos tonight.
Let's get into serious conversation.
Okay, you have got something you laid on us that's happening here that's just going to, I mean, I just don't understand how the medical profession is going to recover from this one.
Well, this is 1st of December, and every year about this time we hear from our government as to the planned pay cut for all of Medicare covering scheduled to go live on January 1st of the following year. And so this is sort of a Christmas greeting, I guess, we get from the government. It comes out of a law passed back in the Clinton era related to the Sustainable Growth Act on adjusting what monies are available to pay doctors, believe it or not, is tied to the gross domestic product. Now, it's bizarre, but that's what Congress did. And it's a piece of legislation that now, since 2002, or three, actually, since December of 2002, the medical profession countrywide has been told, well, your rates are going to be cut by this percent next year. And of course, every year there's been a hue and cry. It used to be 3%, then 4%, 6%. But scheduled by law to take place January 1st, 2012, is a 29.5% cut in reimbursement to all physicians in America.
Okay, wait a minute. You're going to lose 30. All physicians in America that take.
Yes. And basically,
Medicare
primarily, which is, there's three pillars to the future of healthcare, but Medicare is this one. So they're about to tell all doctors you're making what's called the conversion rate, and I don't want to get into technical things, but basically, consider a 30% reduction in reimbursement for all medical professional services across the country, scheduled January 1st. That's, by the way, a month away.
30% cut. Right.
Well, let me give you a letter from the CMS.
No,
I want to be accurate. You know, it's actually the calculation that is scheduled in a letter by the deputy administrator to Congress is 29.5% scheduled January 1st of 2012. I'm reading that from the CMS letter, which is the Center for Medicare Services. So that's what's scheduled based on the calculation formula that's built in law that dates back several years. And Congress has, if they do nothing, which...
do nothing, Congress? Come on, doctor.
Well, the president would tell you that. But if they do nothing, that will take place. Otherwise, they have to come up with somehow money to offset that. And this happened back about the time we were passing Obamacare. This is the dirty little secret of Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi when they claimed the future of the new health care system would be an $800 billion cost over 10 years. They totally removed the physician reimbursement from that. And that was already $250 billion extra, which they wouldn't let the CBO report.
They did not want to put the $1 trillion mark on it.
They did not.
Yeah.
It was actually over $1 trillion, and it's obviously going to be more. But the point was, most of us physicians knew they were directly, purposefully eliminating the physician pay adjustment that you and I are talking about from their future calculations by the CBO, and even the CBO commented about it in a letter. It was an overt, politically based lie about the cost of what would be federally managed health care going forward related to physicians. And they just assumed that they'd try to figure out how to get the $250 billion, which last time I checked is $250 billion. It would just show up somehow. Maybe Santa Claus, Martians, I don't know. But now the day of reckoning is here, and every year...
Well, it is Christmas.
Yeah, well, that's true. But every year this gap, which started off at 2%, has now grown to 29.5%. That's a big hunk of change that has to either be deficit financed or cut other programs. But we see how Washington is unable to cut a thing, ever. This whole recent debate about $1.2 trillion over a decade was nothing.
You know, the thing about this is it's not like the – I know that you and other physicians are receiving the same amount of money. I mean, the same sum of money, isn't it, for the things you're doing now?
Oh, no. Let me
and you were doing almost 20 years ago?
I actually want to make sure you and your listeners understand in my field – cardiac surgery, and probably for doctors doing hip surgery. No, the check I received today, face amount, is 50% smaller than it was 10 years ago.
The face amount. 50% smaller.
Than it was 12 years
and
ago.
And not even taking into account inflation, which now makes it like...
Inflation makes it 72% reduced. So the real...
For the same heart surgery.
The real dollar reimbursement that I collect for a coronary artery bypass on a Medicare patient is 28% of what it was 10 years ago. And those are government figures. I just sent that off, by the way, to our members of Congress, or our two senators and Representative Herger. So go look it up. You don't have to believe me. Those are federally published numbers. They can tell you exactly what they paid for a coronary bypass 10 years ago and what the check is today. It's simple. You can add inflation and you're done. But, yes, so the numbers we're talking about, this 29.5% is a pay reduction on top of a 72% pay cut that's gone on for the last decade.
So in other words, you had a 100% pay cut.
Well, it's 30% of the remaining 28%.
Right.
So that's the final. But I think it's the nail in the coffin of the delivery of health care to seniors, potentially. And this is a big political problem.
Okay, let's say that one more time.
That's
huge.
It's another nail in the coffin of the access to health care for the seniors in this country, because physicians will either go away from the Medicare systems, or their practices will have no cash in them to hire any new physicians, and the current people just retire and quit. Who's going to go enter a field in which the reimbursement has been steadily dropping for a decade and will continue to do so because the government's in the middle messing it all up and doing price fixing?
And here's something that's really important. Dr. McConnell, Doug's been on before in talking of this, but we have also had probably five other physicians on, at least five other physicians on, talking about different things, mm-hmm. Cancer. But every one of them has said exactly what you've said.
Right.
That the medical profession in the United States is in such danger of maybe just literally going away in the sense of the how we know our medical system.
And in my field, in cardiac surgery, at just the time the baby boomers are retiring, one-third of the residencies have no American medical school applicants. And most practices can't afford to hire new grads because there is no excess cash to bring in the new man.
We've got to take a break here. And coming back, we are going to be here for the rest of the hour with Dr. Doug McConnell. I also have a couple tickets I'm going to give away to a Cascade Christmas guy, so hang in there. KCNR 1460.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Attention, this is a special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Anselmo Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Anselmo Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular six-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. Door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Anselmo Vineyards. To make your memory at the Gala of the Year, that's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Well, welcome back to the show. Currently 52 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. First caller, guys, 605-4567. I've got two passes for a Cascade Christmas. Now, again, it's just this weekend, starting tonight, 1, 2, and 3, December 1, 2, and 3, is left for the fabulous new production of A Cascade Christmas. So we're going to take the first caller, come get your voucher, and then you go get your tickets. I know I'm going tonight right after my show. So 605-4567, and you can go see A Cascade Christmas. Now, let's get back to our
guest. Our guest is Dr. Doug McConnell. And we've been talking, we're talking about health care and the big, huge cut that's coming here for any, most of the practicing, physicians across the country of almost a 30% that they're going to be cutting out from, the reimbursement for the services they provide.
30 days from today.
30 days from right, from today, they get a 30% pay cut. Now,
29.5.
Okay, 29.5. All right, yeah, we don't want to be inaccurate with this administration. So what can be done?
Well,
anything?
In truth, the law setting this up antedates President Obama's term, just to be fair. This was something Congress envisioned and passed over probably a decade ago, or more than a decade ago. And so, I'm sorry, your question there was?
Well, it's, you know, it seemed, it's the thing is with the federalization, we had a question in here from the chat room.
Oh, sure.
Federalization of the doctors. Mm-hmm. You know, where you have your physicians in certain specialties are now federalized, and so that, but what's that do? When we say federalized, I guess I'm not clear on that.
Well,
does that mean is that they just, is it different than socialized?
Well, hold on. The truth is, if you're in a specialty such as mine in cardiac surgery, where probably well over half your patients are have federal payment, you've already been collecting a good portion of your income and operating expenses have been covered by federal dollars indirectly.
Right.
However, Medicare is a quasi-private distribution system. There's insurance companies that administer it, and there's but so it's a private contract where the patient comes to see the physician of their choice through a referral process. But ultimately, the government picks up a portion of their care, and then there's other insurance. So it's been the federal dollars have been there. Now the people who have the gold are ruling. They're beginning to make big changes in the system. Ultimately, the true federalization of a business would be where the government controls it. That would be like, let's see, Amtrak, passenger service. That's worked out well. And the truth is...
Post office?
Post office is one that currently is having major fiscal problems.
Oh.
That doesn't mean that the people who work for Amtrak or the post office are bad, but the system induces its own dysfunction. Both are probably populated by hardworking people that like to do what they do. Same as physicians, by the way, who like the patients and like the work we do. And as Linda was talking about, that I, as a sort of a senior or established physician, I can deal with the reduction. I'm not happy about it. But I'm at a point in my life where I've not a new individual just starting a practice. What I can't do as a senior doctor is have the excess dollars to then hire a new graduate. And that is the sustainability of the medical system that is now being chopped into. It's a little bit like forest people going out and not planting any new trees as they slowly harvest the trees that get old and retire. Eventually, you'll have no forest. And healthcare has been able to sustain itself by renewing new graduates coming in and working for years under the teaching of a partnership with a senior doctor and acquiring skill sets and a referral base and then taking over. Not happening. The young doctors aren't around in some specialties, particularly the ones who are predominantly, like me, depend on the federal government for reimbursement. Others, sports medicine, where you're dealing with a different age group of people mm-hmm. and different source, they're probably okay. Probably, I'm not an orthopedist.
Well, you get into like pediatrics and things like this. They don't take Medicare.
No, Medi-Cal.
Or Medi-Cal, right. They don't take these. And this is going to have a severe impact on people.
The more and more children that are now being paid through Medicaid, the more stress there is on the pediatric and family practice services. That's absolutely correct. The point is, as the government becomes the payer, it becomes the plantation owner. And eventually you begin to feel like you're working for the plantation owner and with all the joys of almost an enforced servitude. I'm probably carrying that a little too far, but the truth is he that has the gold rules. And when you create a crisis in a healthcare event like is happening here and has been, words of Rahm Emanuel, when people are desperate enough, they will give up their rights and their choices to have someone come in with a proposed solution. And that's, I fear, as Bob was saying at the break, The government may be very much interested in creating total chaos in the healthcare system and then proposing what would be called a single payer, which has been part of the politics of healthcare all along. The government comes in with a single payer and try to turn all healthcare workers into federal employees like the TSA. That's be interesting.
Okay, the question, another question was, and I guess I misunderstood that, was the fear is the federalization of all the educations and the training of doctors. That if it's federalized, all doctors will be required to go through the feds for an education, so they have to kind of fall into whatever the feds say, and then they would go into the specialties that the feds say.
Do you ever
see anything like that? And we've only got like a minute. Do you ever see like that happening?
Yes, I do. Through the federal loan system, if the government dumps money into the federal loan system, and which allows universities, takes the cap off tuition rise, because you now have the big uncle shoveling money in. Eventually, students graduate from school or medical school with so much debt, and then they can come up with selective forgiveness. Well, if you'll go into primary care in a rural area, we're going to forgive 45% of your debt. This year we need neurosurgeons, so we're going to encourage entry into neurosurgical residency, and you have a different forgiveness rate. The problem is that each of those specialties take between 3 years for family practice and 8 years for neurosurgery. You're trying to say that central planning is somehow going to really match future population needs with today's growth. They have to have an eight-year crystal ball, which doesn't work.
Never have I ever seen our government, even if our government does have an eight-year plan for anything, they have maybe a four-year plan at the very most. I mean, I've never seen an eight-year plan.
Well,
the time from a young
person graduating from med school until he becomes a cardiac surgeon is 8 to 10 years. And he still needs 5 more, 6 more years of seasoning after that. So,
right.
They're not going to be able to do that.
No, they're not.
Never. But they would like. But many think
they would
they
like
can.
To.
Many think they can.
Okay, we have to take a quick break here. Our guest is Dr. Doug McConnell. We are talking about just the massive problems we're getting ready to have in our healthcare system that start January 1st, and that's going to impact on all of us. Carl Lindabot, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Today, December 1st, is World AIDS Day. President Obama pledging $50 million in new spending on treatment.
We just have to keep at it. Steady. Persistent. Today, tomorrow, every day. Until we get to zero.
Former Presidents George W. Bush and Bill Clinton spoke by satellite at the event in Washington. A payroll tax break set to run out at the end of the year. Senate Democrats want to pay for an extension with a new tax on millionaires.
Our proposal would provide relief for working families and expand existing tax cuts to benefit businesses.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
We wouldn't be helping anybody by making it less likely that small businesses actually start hiring people again.
The Republicans want to pay for the tax break by freezing federal salaries and hiring. At least one person's dead in a chain reaction highway crash in Hendersonville, Tennessee. It was foggy and icy. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Fall is here, and the cool mornings make it perfect for a hot cup of vanilla maple coffee or Jack Frost, which is a rum-flavored coffee with a hint of vanilla. Yummy. All at Espresso Joe's. So, Carl, what else is going on at Tobacco and Brew?
Tobacco and Brew carries Mount Tehama Wines, a California-certified organic winery located in Manton, California. The Syrah and Petite Syrah are favorites, and the dessert Petite Syrah complements many of the fine cigars located at Tobacco and Brew. It is on sale this month.
It's time for the 2011 Toast Across America Cigars. Tobacco and Brew are offering two cigars that are not available in the open market. This is a one-time release with a limited supply of Opus X and Julius Caesar cigars. So, Carl, let's tell our friends to take a few minutes and look around both sides of the store. They're going to find ashtrays, knives, flasks, French presses, stovetop espresso machines, and so much more.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
At North Valley Bank, we're making home ownership easier than ever with more lenders and more home loan options. In addition to conventional fixed and adjustable rate mortgages, we now offer VA, USDA, FHA, HomePath, and jumbo loans. And now we're giving you the chance to win one of three $1,000 home improvement gift cards. Any residential mortgage loan funded between June 1 and December 31, 2011 will be automatically entered to win. Just go to NOVB.com. and visit our online real estate loan center or any of our convenient locations to complete your pre-approval application. Don't miss out. Apply today, online, in person, or call 530-226-2930. More choices, more service. No purchase or account necessary to enter or win. Must be 18 years of age or older to enter. Need not be present to win. See official contest rules for more details. Offer ends December 31, 2011. North Valley Bank, Equal Housing Lender.
Today, big trucks and motorhomes are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Our guest this morning is Dr. Doug McConnell. And
this part of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right on Athens Avenue. What can I say about DC and Tim? Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans, and it's man's last stronghold. What can I say? You walk in there, great conversation. You feel welcome when you walk in. You try to figure out what kind of heads there are on the wall like that. You got guns and ammo. You got car and track. And on the TV, it will never be Dr. Phil or Oprah reruns.
Yahoo.
Yahoo. Okay. All right. Hey, our guest, Dr. Doug McConnell. And we've been talking about the sorry state of what's happening to the medical profession. Every year this comes up, and on January 1st, the physicians and many of the physicians in the United States are going to take a 29.5% pay cut.
As scheduled.
And, now, it may not happen.
Right.
But.
But here's, I think, quick analysis of the dysfunction. Since 2003, every year Congress has gotten to the edge of this cliff, which is a smaller cliff. It used to be a 2% cliff, then a 4%, then a 5%, then a 13%. It's now a huge cliff. They have put it off for 1 year at a time by voting a Band-Aid. Republican and Democratic Congresses, they've never really fixed the problem. And so that's 9 years in a row they've been doing this, what I call Thelma and Louise trip towards the cliff. And then at the last minute, applying the brakes, saying, oh, we'll take care of it till next year, we'll come back. That's really no way to run health care. And I can't blame one administration or the other, but the truth is, this is the politicization of a funding process for delivery to American folks and families. And it doesn't belong there. I mean, imagine if they decided to control food prices, and then every year in December they were just coming up, well, my God, we've been putting off this food pricing. We can't support it anymore, so we got a raise. It's what the heck is Congress doing passing laws deciding what physicians get paid in America? Think about it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's ultimately we've allowed ourselves to come down the process where now reimbursement for physician services are determined by the federal government, not dental, not legal, not car repair.
Not baseball.
Yeah, they haven't regulated NBA ticket prices or what
Wall
NBA
Street.
How about NBA players? The point is that they've decided it was because health care is central to people's sense of welfare, well-being, and it's political. And that's really the problem underneath Medicare itself, is you now have a political health care delivery system that is going to get worse as the government decides to insinuate itself there. And the free market is gone. They've been price-fixing physicians and hospitals' reimbursements for decades now, and we're sort of getting what we sowed. It sounded so good at the beginning.
Well, it's like everything else. You know, gee, it sounds good, but oh, gosh, but the devil's in the details, and it just gets worse every year. I mean, what's going to happen, and just the way I'm looking, and for every other doctor that we've had, every other doctor we have talked to has said the same things and about the medical profession and all of this, is that we're not going to have a choice. The doctors don't like their jobs anymore. They're leaving the profession. They did polls of many of the general practice doctors. They're not enjoying themselves. And the people in medical school, you know, they're just kind of like, I'm going to go to this because, you know, I'm going to go to this specialty because this is just too much.
Well, and that is well established. Patients are graduating from medical schools and they really want to get employed as a doctor with a fixed hourly rate, no risk at starting a practice. You don't have to have any capital open an office. And that means the delivery systems are going to be more along Kaiser's and basically big clinics, where the physician isn't going to own you, the patient. It's very hard to say, you're my patient. That actually is an important part of healthcare delivery, is having your personal reputation and linkage to a patient and his family. And so physicians generally like what they do, but the government's made it very hard to do it and like it. And that's, we're probably getting to the point where people are going to come back and say, you know, if you have options, you leave. And I think that's, as I said, healthcare and this idea of a single payer, it all sounds so good and rosy, but ultimately underneath it, the devil's in the details. Much as like the Occupy Wall Street people, they have great things.
Well, that's, we wanted to move on to that.
Yeah.
I know it's one of the things you wanted to talk about.
I do, because there's some laudable goals. In fact, some of the listing of the ideas of what Occupy Wall Street would like to achieve are probably universal and pretty well accepted. The next thing that immediately roll into attacking American corporations across the grid, you know, across the board, corporate greed, corporate this and that. And I can find examples of people being reimbursed a lot in corporations. I can do that in Hollywood, too. In fact, I can find athletes, LeBron James, making $43 million for playing basketball. I somehow think that maybe what I do is more important than what he does. But the point is, that's the marketplace. I maybe should demand parity. I can play basketball, sort of, but maybe they should hire me instead of him. But anyway, but the point is that this destruction or attempt to label the broad brush that corporations are bad or constructs that are anti-people is absolutely fallacious thinking. And I think it's time for people to step back, take a deep breath, look at the goals of what people are going. But as you point, is the devil's in the details. And the truth is, at Thanksgiving dinner, I can guarantee you 99% of all Americans had all of their food sitting on their Thanksgiving table there because corporations acquired the food, grew the animals, dressed them, transported them to outlets like Safeway, Costco, Walmart, those evil people, had the cranberries come in from Massachusetts, the yams from, where do yams come from? I don't know.
Mexico.
Okay, well, my point is that the food, every night people sit down.
Hey, Cat Packers, where do the yams come from? Let us know. Well, educate me.
But the point is, every night when people sit down for dinner in Reading, all of that food, unless they're hunting their own meat and or growing their own grains, is put on their table by a complex system of acquisition, growing, storing, delivering, transporting.
That's a good point.
Shelving every market. So if you looked at what you eat every night, you're looking at American corporations at work, whether it's the salt on the table from Morton or you know whoever makes pepper, down to the plates that you put it on, and everything came out of a can, a package, or anything you went shopping for. Thank you, American corporations. Every one of those corporations is a for-profit entity that's making money, making sure you have your cranberries or your bread that day. So we need to step back and say American corporations are human organizations that are supplying our needs and wants so that you can have a radio station. You don't have to go out and farm your wheat. You know that the bread you're going to need tonight is sitting down at Safeway or Raley's, somewhere else. Allows you to run a radio station. And if you had to do your own farming or your own slaughtering,
well,
you wouldn't be here.
And nobody would. You'd still be out on the ranch taking care of yourself. But even back then, in the 1700s and 1600s, that came in from the ranches and the farms back in sea. But we got to take a break here.
Okay.
All right. Our guest is Dr. Doug McConnell. We are talking about health care, but now we're also talking about Occupy Wall Street, where some of the goals there are laudable. Others are somewhat naive.
Naive would be, I think, a very good term. Or simplistic.
Simplistic. And not that some of them aren't, but aren't laudable, but many of what they're trying to say is naive.
And congratulations, Diane. You won those tickets. Come and get them at the station. That's 1326 Market Street. You're listening to KCNR 1460.
In town, and it's at Wind River Casino, where locals play. Are you ready to drive off in a brand new 2011 Nissan Cube? Come down to Wind River Casino and play the Cubalicious Swipe to Win giveaway. The more you play, the more chances you have to win a 2011 Nissan Cube. Over $70,000 in prizes up for grabs with new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Swipe to win and play to win. Just use your free River Club card daily.
Don't have a River Club card? Don't wait in line. You can register online for your new River Club card and get free play. Ask about double entry bonuses. Win free slot play at weekly drawings on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The big giveaway is on Thursday, December 29th, where you can drive off in your very own 2011 Nissan Cube. For more information on Wind River's Cubalicious Swipe to Win promotion, log on to windriver.com or check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
Hi, this is Colonel Pete speaking on behalf of the Shasta Country Military Officers Association. MOA is the nation's largest association of military officers, dedicated to a strong national defense and to protecting the benefits of those who have served. Join us for lunch at our monthly second Monday meeting at noon at the Country Waffle in Reading. For more information, go to ShastaMOAA.com. Shasta Country MOA. Serving those who serve their country.
Don't waste your time at those other stores only to find the same stuff everyone else is wearing. Come to Dandelion and get fab, get fresh, get savvy, get noticed. Get what you need at Dandelion. Michael Stars, Karen Kane, Not Your Daughter's Jeans, Home Fragrances, Bath, Body, and the only place in Reading that carries a full assortment of Brighton. And for the men, let Dandelion be your personal shopper for that special woman. Dandelion even offers free gift wrapping. Dandelion, the only place in Reading to shop. Dandelion, 1332 Market Street in the Shervin Square building.
Come into Bibles, Books, and More, the Good Book Store at 2025 Hilltop Drive near the corner of Mistletoe and Hilltop. Locally owned and operated since 2007, personalized customer service is our specialty. Here at Bibles, Books, and More, we offer on-site Bible imprinting and mail-to-jail services. Special orders are no problem at Bibles, Books, and More, the Good Book Store at 2025 Hilltop Drive.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, 8:45 in the morning. It's 50 degrees out there. It's December the 1st, my friends. Gosh, you know, 13 more days, and it is our second anniversary of Free Fire Radio. That 2 years ago on December the 14th, we opened up for business.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Hey, this portion of the show, and the reason we've been able to do this is great sponsors and advertisers, just like Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst, who is the owner of Crackmaster, it does outstanding work. I can say to you that I've had our windshields, both Linda and my windshields, repaired there before Jeff was an advertiser, and I've had nothing but great service from Jeff Wurst and Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. He can fix cracks in your windshield up to 24 inches. Your windshield is repairable. He can fix those little dings in it. He's located right here on Market Street at 3208 South Market Street. And his phone number is 530-241-8373. And again, it's Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And as Jeff says, an educated person has more choices in life. And he's absolutely right. And that's in anything we do.
That is true.
I know this is, you know, we talk about what we can do to, you know, to change things in this. I know you're talking about Occupy, you know, the Occupy people and how they, you know, corporations are bad, Wall Street's bad. And there are excesses. Yes, you know, things have to be addressed. And this is going to be a little bit off the subject, but it happened just as we were going out of the 8 o'clock or into the 8 o'clock hour. There's this little church in Kentucky.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That just what you heard me talking about, voted to ban biracial, interracial couples.
In their church?
In their church.
All right.
And it's a small church. It's like, I think they said 40 members, 40, 50 members. 9 voted to ban. 6 voted not to ban in the church. The other 26 to 30 people walked away, did not want to get involved. That, to me, is the scariest part, is that we had they had people there that, and this is what they said, well, I didn't want to get involved in this. I was really uncomfortable. So because of that, and the choice that was made by a small, really, when it gets down to it, a small number for the church.
So you're saying 15 people out of the church made this decision.
Out of 50, and only nine people out of the 50 made the decision. And that's what I see as a fear, is what happens with when good people don't take action. They let a demagogue, in this case it was the former minister in this church, lead these other eight people into this vote.
Right. I don't know the bylaws of that church, but that would make, I can see that they would allow that to happen. That's a little bit like just going, being a legislator and voting present, isn't it? Meaning, you have to take a stand on issues, or at least, as far as the church goes, if you disagree with where you think the politics or the philosophy is, you're free to leave. Now, I don't know when you say they chose to stay in the church but just not vote on this issue.
Well, they're going to have a vote. It was after the service. Well, yeah. Most of the church walked away, and 15 people voted, 9 to ban, 6 not to. And I'm sitting there thinking about, well, this is your church. Mm. Like, this is our country. And we're going to let people make a horrendous decision that's going to impact on our church. And even it's a small church, but on our country, because we don't get involved.
You're going to get the sort of government or church you deserve, and that's an American piece that unless we're involved or educate ourselves, we will get the type of government we deserve, and the people shouldn't be then complaining if they haven't bothered to take action. And the truth is, if there are some of those people that walked away upset about the decision, then they only have themselves to blame, I think is what you're saying.
Yeah. Okay, hey, let's go to the phones real quick. Billy Bob has a question for Dr. McConnell.
Okay.
Are you still there?
Yes, sir. All right, Bill. Appreciate your show, as always, Carl.
Thank you.
Hey, listen, I got a couple of quick questions for the doctor.
Sure, go ahead.
I just heard on the radio that there's a breast cancer medication that people are staying alive on that is being retracted by the FDA, and it was noted there that the cost for this one woman per year to be on this medication was $88,000 a year. I want to know if that is true or if it's just more of this hogwash we get every day. The other question is, do you know a Stanford Medical School trained cardiovascular surgeon by the name of Rashid, I'm not quite sure on his last name, I'm sure we can Google him, but he was from rich people in India and was trained in America, in England, and also at Stanford, of course. And he has founded his clinics over there with his family's money, and he's putting together a cardiovascular clinics organization. In this one clinic, he has 50 surgeons. They do over 100 procedures a day with 96% success rate. And his cost total, out the door, tax license plus the warranty, you 30 feet or 30 seconds out the door or whatever the warranty is on those, but for less than $20,000 a piece. And going back to another question, you said that you were getting paid all this less money from what you were getting paid 10 years ago. How much did you get for a bypass surgery 10 years ago? I'll take my answer off here.
Oh, okay. You got several questions. I'll take that last one because that's all public record what the reimbursement is. 10 years ago, for a coronary artery bypass, three-vessel bypass with 90 days of care, includes everything in the hospital, the preoperative evaluation, all care, all visits in the hospital, and any redo surgery that's needed to take care of emergencies, the surgeon's office would collect $4,000. Today it's $1,950. Those are the two numbers that I'm using. So that represents 3 months of care as well as all your post-op visits. So those are the two numbers, and they're in the Federal Register. You can look those up.
You made $4,000 10 years ago?
per a coronary artery bypass. I didn't make it. I'd take it back, and out of that would pay my salaries
and my
med.
But that would be $4,000 that came to your office. So that would be, then you had to pay for your office and everything.
Oh, yeah, sure. My rent, my lease, and all my employees and my medical
and
malpractice.
And that's been reduced to?
My malpractice is about $36,000 a year, and I have to pay that in January just to start the year. So that's but those are the two numbers you're talking. So it's now $1,950.
You know, we're going to have to take a quick break.
Can't hold, stay on, Bob, and I'll get those questions to you.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we do have to take a quick break, and I think you have to get going here soon, too. Oh. But let's take a break. Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Yeah, miss a day, miss a lot.
Shasta Regional Medical Center physicians, staff, and volunteers want to wish you and your family a happy and safe holiday season and a healthy new year. The holiday season is the time of giving, sharing, and harmony. Have peace knowing that Shasta Regional is committed to keeping you and your loved ones healthy, especially during this festive and busy time of the year. Our gift to you this holiday season and throughout the year is our commitment to provide our community the highest quality care and the most advanced technologies and treatments in medical care with compassionate health care providers. As you celebrate with family and friends this holiday season, be safe and keep healthy. If you need us, we're here with world-class surgeons, nationally certified staff, and prompt emergency services with personal care. From our family to yours, Shasta Regional Medical Center wishes everyone a happy and healthy holiday season and a bright new year. Treating people well. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
Mike's Music and Sound Holiday Sale is back. Electric guitars, basses, and amps, 25 to 50% off. Acoustic guitars, 25 to 40% off. Drums and accessories, 25% off. DJ and stage lighting, 15 to 25% off. Sound equipment, 25% off. Even sheet music's on sale as well. If it's here, chances are it's on sale. Great brands like Alvarez, Peavey, Jack Daniels, and more. Buy local and buy from a store that stands behind what they sell. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress behind Chase Bank. Mike's Music and Sound, 243-3774.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. We're going to, we've got like 5 minutes left. We're going to answer that last question. But first, I just want to remind everybody down at Tobacco and Brew today from 12 to 4. It's going to be representatives are there from Villager 1888 and La Libertad. They're going to have a sale down there. It's a great thing for Christmas. Also, they're going to be in the humidor from 12 to 4. Linda and I are going to be there about 1 o'clock just because we want to get there and great cigars. Also, ask about the Toddy cold brew that they have over in the Special Joe's side, and that's at 2143. Hilltop Drive. Okay, Tobacco and Brew. All right. Our guest, Dr. Doug McConnell. Okay, the last question was about the breast cancer medicine.
Right. I want to finish that, and I don't have all the details, but your caller is basically correct. There is a drug which is expensive. It's a relatively new class of agents that has been utilized in breast cancer with some response rate, and I do think that it's been questioned in England and in the United States as to the cost effectiveness. And this is a problem when the government or anybody controls health care, you have to make a decision as to what do you want to do with the money and what's your best use of that. Mm-hmm. In this case, I think there's some controversy as to how effective is it in a group of women. There are some women who respond with this drug and get improved life longevity. I don't think it's a curing drug. But when you roll it all up on hundreds and thousands of people that you look at, you could question, is this the best use of money? And when the government is the decision maker about how to use their money, you're going to get them deciding. And so what he's referring to is, I think, a recent decision saying that this drug shouldn't be used in breast cancer, but I believe it has effective augmentation of other treatments in colon cancer or gastric cancer, I believe. I don't want to be an expert on that. And so consequently, the indications have been changed. You can use it for colon cancer but not breast cancer. I think that's the controversy. And this has been true in England. And basically, it comes down to cost-effective, and you're going to get more and more of this as the government decides, you know, well, you're 75, and you have four vessel needs for coronary bypass, and we're not going to cover that, this and that. On it goes. It is a horrible – there's so much micromanagement that's possible. And when you take physicians' education and or biases and decision-making out of the loop, you're going to create roadblocks to ease of decision-making, and by some – academics would say better accuracy, and I think it's a controversy that we're going to evolve to. This is a little akin, and I don't want to. Sarah Palin originally alluded to the panels making decisions and priorities.
Okay. Well, you know, we only got a minute left. We want to thank you again, Doctor, for coming in here, telling us that again we're on the brink of having another big governmental snafu. With the the cut of 29.5% of reimbursements, and the big surprise today for me was that 10 years ago, you made $4,000, which you had to pay all your bills out of, for a heart bypass, a triple bypass, and all that.
And today for 90 days of care.
For 90 days of care, and today it's down to $1,000.
$1,950, a little under $2,000.
I am surprised by that because that's not even how much he makes for LeBron makes when he dunks a ball.
No,
he makes more money for every time he dunks a ball than that.
Or George Clooney for a movie.
Yeah. Okay, got to run. Hey, tomorrow, Mayor Missy McArthur is going to be on. Come join us. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.